Good evening. You're listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Have you ever wondered what makes some music romantic and other music exciting and robust? Music goes to our soul, and it affects us as nothing else in our lives. We don't just hear the music we love, we feel it, often deep down to our inner core. And it affects each of us in different ways. Tonight on Intermountain Classics, you will hear music that will move you in many different ways and will trigger feelings you may not have even thought about until you hear the music. We'll hear a bright, uplifting, and elegant symphony by Mozart, a sad yet beautiful Trauermusik, or Music of Mourning, and a haunting melody by French composer Erik Satie that makes us want to flee from cold winters to warmer environs. We'll feel romantic with the Second Symphony of American composer Howard Hanson and his Romantic Symphony. And finally, a most unique symphony of human and natural sounds with a mesmerizing duo between pianist Manuel Obregón and the wildlife of a Costa Rican rainforest in the long-tailed mannequin dance and the howler monkey blues. Stay tuned for this most unusual and inspiring program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics on your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County, KKRN 88.5 FM, and on the web at kkrn.org. If you've liked Intermountain Classics on Facebook, thanks so much. And if not, I hope you'll consider doing so. Good evening, I'm Tom Diskin, and welcome to Intermountain Classics on KKRN, bringing you beautiful classical music every week on your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County. Stay tuned for this exciting program of beautiful and unusual classical music. Have you ever met a young person who seemed to have accomplished so much during his or her short lifetime and wondered how they could do it? I know I have. And they seem to have unending energy and enthusiasm when they focus on something they love doing. I'm sure there must have been many in Mozart's lifetime who thought the same thing about him when he presented his 29th symphony to the music lovers of Salzburg and Vienna in 1774 when he was just 18 years old. Can you imagine that? 29 symphonies at such a young age. Well, we're going to hear this symphony now as performed by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner. This is Mozart's Symphony No. 29 in A major. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening tonight. We've opened tonight's program with Mozart's Symphony No. 29 in A major. It is one of his best-known early symphonies and was written when he was just 18 years old. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner, performed in this recording. German 20th century composer Paul Hindemith was a composer, violist, violinist, teacher, and conductor. He is best known for his song cycle, Das Marienleben, and the opera Mathis der Mahler. His most popular work, both on record and in the concert hall, is the Symphonic Metamorphosis of Themes by Carl Maria von Weber. As a dedicated violist, Hindemith wrote several pieces for the instrument, including the piece we will now hear, the Trauermusik, for viola and orchestra. The title means mourning music or funeral music and was written on January 21st, 1936, on very short notice in memory of King George V, who died the previous night. Here is the Frankfurt Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Paavo Järvi and Antoine Tamstedt Viola, performing Paul Hindemith's Trauermusik for viola and orchestra.
Thank you.
Even though Hindemith's Trauer Musik was written to mourn the death of King George V of the United Kingdom, it's always retained its German title in honor of the composer. We have heard violist Antoine Tamstedt performing this beautiful melody with the Frankfurt Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Paavo Järvi. Erik Satie was a French composer and pianist. He was a colorful figure in the early 20th century Parisian avant-garde, and his work was a precursor to later artistic movements such as minimalism, surrealism, repetitive music, and the theater of the absurd. Considered an eccentric, Satie introduced himself as a gymnopédiste in 1887, shortly before writing his most famous composition, the Gymnopédies. According to the dictionary in Satie's home, the definition of gymnopédie is an event at a Greek festival wherein maidens danced in the nude. Satie himself used the term furniture music to refer to some of the music, suggesting they could be used as mood-setting background music. Earlier in tonight's program, we heard the first of Satie's gymnopédies, characteristic of this unique music style. Here now is another example of his furniture music, the Pièces Froides, literally translated cold pieces. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks so much for joining me this evening. We've been listening to the piano music of French composer Erik Satie, mood-setting music that he regarded as part of his Chimnopédies. My thanks to Intermountain Classic listener Joanne Stanga for suggesting this beautiful music as part of tonight's program. Be sure to stay tuned for more great music on Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM. In the next hour, we will hear a romantic symphony by American 20th century composer Howard Hanson and some very unusual Central American folk music featuring some even more unusual musicians.